Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right back to your phone calls. About what you want, we go to, I believe, Todd is on the line in Michigan on the amp line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Engar. What's up, guys?
Todd,
hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
Well, since you guys were talking about a short while ago about the town hall meetings, some really interesting activity with respect to these meetings are happening here in Michigan.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the president of the Michigan AFL-CIO was encouraging its union members to counter protesters at town hall meetings.
Yeah, so I've got that article here.
Yeah, Mark was talking about that a little bit before the show. Yeah.
All right. So, so what does that mean, to counter them?
Basically, I guess in government tease, it means to shut them up, pretty much.
To be intimidating, to come in and be big
could
and
be
intimidating.
Anything. Could be them holding signs, could be them, the allegations are that some union members have, hurt people at these events, protesters.
Yes, I had heard those allegations as well, which is why I suggested being intimidating. But very interesting, Todd. Any other points to add on that?
Well, apparently, the whole thing, I guess what he wrote here is that what we've got going on here is a lot of misinformation. We've got people being geeked up, being encouraged to raise hell when they really ought to be doing is asking about the parts of the bill. I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, isn't exactly what these protesters are doing?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going on in the rest of the country. The only video footage I watched so far, and I know there's a bunch of it out there, but I watched the stuff from Tampa, and it was a bunch of people chanting and yelling and pounding on doors and stuff like that. But that's because they weren't allowed into the area in which they had come to attend one of the town hall meetings. Only thing I can speak to is what's happening here in New Hampshire, and I can tell you there's none of that behavior going on where I have been.
Hey, and I know, and probably Todd, I've felt for years very alone here in New Hampshire, and I had press credentials. I used to go to Jean Shaheen's press conferences when she was a governor here in the state of New Hampshire, just like I'm sure other people would try to get into various meetings and ask tough questions. And when they don't ask tough questions, they're the ones who look bad. They don't like it, so they try to demonize people and say, oh, you're an organized group.
Right. Try getting into a press conference or a meeting with Governor Granholm here when the state is now in bad shape, fiscally, if it is, and she won't even let anybody talk to her. I mean, it's almost impossible at this point. And now that these thugs are going around trying to dismiss everything what the protesters are saying, and they're calling them angry mobs. I don't know if you guys saw this, but did you guys see the DNC ad that was dismissing a lot of the protesters, calling them angry mobs?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that ad?
No. Is this new? This is brand new?
No, this came out last Friday. The DNC, the Democratic National Committee, came out with an ad. It was about a minute and 5 seconds long, and you should Google it. They have an ad where they were taking Rush Limbaugh's comments saying, I hope he fails, referring to Obama. And they were saying, these protesters, all these angry mob people are coming together to destroy the health care bill.
Todd, do you know if they've got any...
Make it sound like, it was a big conspiracy, a nationwide conspiracy to destroy any attempt for, their so-called...
Got it, Todd. Understood.
Todd, do you know if they've got a radio version of that ad? I'd like to see if we can get it on Free Talk Live here. It'd be fun.
I would be happy to convert a radio ad.
No. I want to get dollars for it. I want them to place the ad.
Oh, that would be great. Thanks, Todd, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. you can bring up what you want. So the town halls continue to be a phenomenon in that people are pretty upset.
And it's entertaining to watch this. It's funny. I'm watching the video of you guys.
Our video is great. The one that I saw from Tampa was just a bunch of people in a hall, crowd of people in a hallway doing crowd things, you know, group thing stuff, like chanting and yelling and pounding and stuff like that. And I understand why they're upset. I understand. They feel like
if you haven't done activism, there's really, you know, what do activists do? They get signs and chant.
Yes. So you're right.
And they do, to some extent, many people who are doing this for the first time, you have the tendency to want to act like an angry mob. I get that, you know, that maybe that's what's going on. But each one of the members of these angry mobs is angry for a reason.
Yeah,
their constituents, people that are going to be robbed in order to put this healthcare thing in place.
And they feel like
their opinion counts.
They feel like their opinion doesn't. They feel like they're not being listened to.
Because they're not.
And they're not. They're being shut out. And so I don't blame them for their anger. But your observation is correct, Mark. Obviously, these are people that are coming off the couch. You know, these are people that have been probably mostly apathetic. Maybe they vote, but they haven't ever probably gone to do anything like this before because they don't have the same tact that the professional activists up here in New Hampshire, the people that have been on boots on the ground doing this stuff for a long time, do. I don't think we share, most of us at least, certainly on this show, don't share that same anger. We can empathize with it. We can understand why they have that anger. We might be able to feel where we once were, feeling that same level of anger and, again, empathizing with them, but I'm certainly not there with them on that. And that leads me to something that Sam was saying, and he was actually just here a few moments ago, but Sam from ObscuredTruth.com visited us during the break, and what he was telling me recently was that he thinks that there's something happening. He feels like this is evidence that things are changing out there, and I don't know if I'm as optimistic as he is about that. I mean, there's certainly a lot of heat, but I feel like it's an inch deep. You know, I don't know if I'm mixing my metaphors here, but it feels like people are pretty revved up, but it like, you know, like the Tea Party, where's
the follow-through? How much traction is there?
What's going to come out of this? Well, I don't know. But one thing that he did say that would come out of this, and I agree with him on this, is that more people are going to get upset. That's going to lead them to things like Free Talk Live. That's going to lead them to things like the Free State Project. That's going to lead them here to New Hampshire and getting plugged into a movement that can actually have some effect to change the things that they see that they don't like.
I don't know.
As far as a movement nationwide, I don't know if there's anything going to boil over. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But if this is what the Tea Parties have brought us, I've got to say that I'm sorry for anything I've said about the Tea Parties up until this point, how they're just, you know, Republicans this or that or whatever. It, to me, this is people getting active, participating in their form of government, and as far as I'm concerned, I'll take it. I'm not fond of democracy, but it beats the crap out of what we've got today.
I'm not saying I won't take it. I think this is good. I think it's great that people are showing their discontent, but I just don't feel like it's the same. I don't feel like there's anything going to emerge from it, but maybe I'm completely wrong.
They're going to stop this healthcare thing.
What
we're going to do is we're going to get health care by drips and drabs.
Exactly.
And we're going to get it in a mediocre sort of compromised fashion, and it's going to really, really suck.
Yeah.
They will stop this, and then what's that going to say to people? It's going to say, oh, wow, we stopped it. They're going to stop it in this form. And they've already stopped it in its original form because Obama has changed the terminology that he's using to describe it.
Right.
And it will be blocked.
I hear both of what you gentlemen are saying, and I think there's a little bit of my opinions are with both of you, and I want to sort of end my comments on that healthcare issue specifically. I think in a passing storm, occasionally you do get these little winks of fewer clouds or little brighter sky occasionally, and people are becoming more animated. It's mostly about this issue, but also about the bailouts, about the size of the government, the intrusiveness, and I think, Robert Higgs, the great political economist writer, talks about the rationing effect of government, using crises to grow bigger. And this is one of the first times that I've seen the freedom movement not just using, but learning from crises to grow bigger. They're becoming more animated with each one of these problems that they're encountering, and there are more people who maybe they're just specifically looking at this. But on Mark's issue, one of the key things that I want to stress to people is that they will pass a health care, some sort of compromise, and the one thing it's going to have in it is mandates that insurance companies have to take guaranteed issue, because that's the chess piece they're going to move to set everything up for later.
That'll kill them off.
Exactly.
And will there be the same opposition to that? Probably not. They'll probably die out. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free. They include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Every day I've been taking Chews for Health Superfruit Complex. It's both a vitamin and an antioxidant. It's all rolled into one. It's got some of those the new fruits out there that are so high in antioxidants. Goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. It's got all the vitamins that you could possibly need from one of these things, and you can try it out for a week free by giving them a call at 800-219-8874. They'll give you a free week. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. 800-219-8874. Choose for health.
All right, let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Nick is in Massachusetts, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick. Nick.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi there. I'm not Nick.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Tom from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Tom, you're on the air.
You tried to put me on the air at the same time as that previous caller. But anyway, the thing I wanted to talk about was auditing the Federal Reserve. Do you know that a whole bunch of countries and central banks have kept a good chunk of their gold reserves in custodial storage at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York?
I did not know that.
Okay, they're in charge of custodial storage. And back when there was the gold standard, international debts were paid by transferring gold from one compartment to another.
Okay.
Now, let's say Lower Bongo Bongo sends their inspectors over to the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, just to check up on them. Okay, well, yes, we've been expecting you. Why don't you sit down here in the lobby and have a cup of tea, and we'll call the guards on up here to escort you down there to check to verify that you do, in fact, have 287 gold bars. Hey, guards, tell the other guards to put the other 286 bars into that compartment before they get there, okay? Now, these inspectors can go down there, Ponzi scheme like Bernard Madoff, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, in other words, they could have been selling off all this gold to prop up the dollar all this time, and any one country can go and inspect, and the gold can be transferred into their compartment, and, yes, the audit checks out, and then they leave. But only by passing Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill will we discover that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York has been selling off all this gold, stealing other countries' gold. I could imagine that some countries that had been allies or cooperating with the United States on various stuff.
And change their tune.
Yeah,
that's a good point,
quite a bit. So what we need to do is start a panic that this is going on and tell, by the way, anybody who has pieces of paper that say that this is good for a piece of gold or a piece of silver, get you the actual stuff in your possession, by the way. I've got to point that out.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Yep, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Interesting speculation.
Yes. I would like to have seen some sources on that. But as far as it comes down to it, it doesn't really affect us regarding the study of the way government works, the way government pulls resources away from people. But it would be nice to actually see the Fed exposed for the fraud that it is, in addition to the draw on the economy that it is and the immoral entity that it is.
Well, it's been exposed. I don't know how much more the audit is going to find out, but maybe it would discover something like what Tom's suggesting, some sort of massive corruption, massive graft, I mean, all kinds of malfeasance going on. Who knows?
But, you know, don't you think that if we're hearing about this on the talk show and Tom's calling in about it, that the people over in those other countries are aware of that sort of possibility as well when they're going in to ask to check on their gold reserves?
Maybe not.
But what do they do about it?
Exactly.
I mean, the only thing that can be done is Ron Paul's edit the
audit
the Fed bill.
Right, but you know, if they already suspect it, then you know, what are we speculating upon? Would say, well, would it cause, you know, other national leaders to dislike the United States and call in their debts and things like that?
Suspecting something
is verify it.
It's different from confirming something.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. I think Nick is there. Hello.
Okay.
Nick?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. What's on your mind tonight, Nick?
I wanted to actually, I was watching the Free Cane videos about the representative who you guys described as like grouchy or whatever.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's nasty.
Yeah, and And there was this guy who was calling you guys. You said you were from Free Talk Live and Liberty Network.
Yeah.
He was calling you wacky.
He said they're from another planet. Yeah, he's like, what planet are you from?
Yeah, what planet mm-hmm. are you from? I just started cracking up. But the reason I called is there's this Los Angeles Times article about House leaders calling noisy disruption of healthcare forums un-American. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard about this. It sort
because
of goes along.
I'm sure the founding fathers would have just sat quietly as the king was raising
exactly
their taxes.
Exactly it. I can see, you know, the royal governor saying, this is un-British to actually protest for your own household and say that you don't want these soldiers quartered there. I mean, how can these people... that's exactly it. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I don't know how you feel about it, Nick, but to me, you can make an easy comparison and just embarrass these people and say, look, okay, so if I got a pack of wolves, I mentioned this in one of my audios, I think, that I put out last night or the night before, I don't even remember.
At libertyconspiracy.com.
Thank you, my brother, libertyconspiracy.com, yes, indeed. But yeah, I was putting it together, like, if you got a pack of wolves that are, like, running at you, you want to make a hell of a lot of noise and throw those sticks around while you're trying to get away from that pack of wolves, man. And these people are aggressing against us. So we got a damn right to speak out and make some noise.
It's basically the wolf saying, the head wolf saying, you humans are uncouth. Your behavior.
Just sit back. I need that pound of flesh.
Why can't you just stand there as I tear at your throat?
It's the thieves basically saying, why don't you people just shut up and let us rob you? Mm-hmm. Sit down and be quiet.
Yep. Yeah,
right.
and you know,
this
actually,
is a robbery. Don't make it a homicide.
And it's very interesting you should mention it, because when you look at what that woman did inside those meetings over at the Free Keen and Obscure Truth Network video,
mm-hmm.
they try to break you up. So you compare it to the wolves. The wolf's going to have a hell of a lot easier time going for one single person, and you know, singling that person out, getting them away.
But they were too scared to even do that. They were too scared to even follow through with that plan.
And then, like I was saying, you know, if they're that confident in how great this plan is, I'm a pretty open guy. If somebody wants to disagree with me, no problem. We'll have everybody come in as long as it's a fair conversation. Yep. I'd feel confident. I'm going to make my points. I'm going to do a great job.
Right.
These people don't want to do that.
I want to know what's right, what's fair, what's just, and I want to do that. Please show me.
Nick, what other thoughts did you have for us? Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead with your other thoughts.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's basically that. In this case, it's Nancy Pelosi and the majority leaders all saying that that they're disrupting the town hall meetings, mm-hmm. being vocal, and it's simply un-American.
Amazing.
And trying to misrepresent. There's nothing really to misrepresent. The government's trying to take over healthcare. There's not a lot to misrepresent.
Right. And, you know, I was mentioning before what they're going to do, and I'm very, very serious about this. I am 100% certain that this is what's going to happen. They will not pass a mandate that everyone get insurance, but they will pass this mm-hmm. mandate that insurance companies cannot charge people with pre-existing conditions more or deny coverage. Because what's going to happen then, it's a setup for the next year or 2 years later.
Well, yeah, if you're not
gradually.
Thank you, Nick. You're right. Thank you for the call. If that's what happens, maybe this will go through under a different name, or they'll put it off for 2 weeks and then pass it like they did with one of the bailouts. So who knows what the plot will be, but eventually, you're right, it's going to go off in that direction. And besides, who could vote against sick people, right? I mean, and then all of a sudden, if you're against that one provision, then you're against the sick, and then you're inhumane or whatever. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can see that at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Just want to comment a little further on the whole healthcare situation. You guys are both pretty confident. You feel pretty confident, it seems, from what you've said tonight about that you think this particular healthcare bill will be defeated. And of course,
well, just I don't think it will be defeated. I think that
you don't.
No, I think
you said they were going to piecemeal it.
I think that they are going to pass something this year. It's not going to come out in this form. It will come out the primary common thing, because there's one proposal in the Senate, there's one in the House, and there's one in the White House. The
okay.
common compromise, which will come out of all those things, and Republicans are going to vote for that as well.
Sure,
because
they're
morons, most of them, will be regulations on the healthcare industry that prevent them from doing pre-existing conditions. And the reason they're going to do that is because it will drive prices through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And then people will complain about their private insurance companies,
you
and that will lead to the government.
Right. You can't do business in the insurance world, as far as health insurance is concerned, and just take everybody that walks through your front door. Otherwise, your costs will, as you're saying, grow dramatically up, which means you have to increase your rates, which means that a lot of people who might have been able to afford afford your insurance, we'll not be able to afford it. And
you know,
and then it'll be government save us time.
What's interesting on a functional level about this, Ian, if people were only aware of the fact that, again, commenting on the document that these guys swear an oath to uphold, the U.S. Constitution, which is supposed to be the rule book for these jerks down in D.C. on how they operate, right?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't walk into their office and say, hey, I'm the congressman today, because they say, no, I was the elected congressman. It says I'm the congressman according to the rules in the Constitution. Yeah, but you don't care about any of the other rules in the Constitution, so here I am. Thank you. I'm going to play Black Flag now. See you later.
Yeah.
So, but what fascinates me is that if people actually read the Constitution and went by it, there is a clause in the Constitution called the Contract Clause. The Contract Clause stipulates that no state shall infringe on private contract.
Ah, but it's not a private contract.
Well, this is very interesting. You see, if you actually look at it, there were two things that led me to this. One was the Senate a few weeks ago voted on a bill that would have allowed for reciprocity for concealed carry handguns. Okay. And I said, well, wait a minute. If you've got a license to conceal carry, how is that any different than a driver's license for which you get reciprocity in another state?
Mm-hmm.
And I started to think about it more, and I said, well, that's really weird, because there's something called the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution. The full faith and credit clause says that any legal document in one state must be recognized as legal in another state.
Hmm.
So if you are a licensed manicurist in one state,
really?
If you have a license to do real estate in
but
one
state. It doesn't play out that way.
No, it doesn't. And the Democrats were the ones, people like Chuck Schumer, the hardcore liberal that he is, they're the ones who were talking about states' rights on this gun issue.
Well, that would destroy states' rights.
They'd say anything to stop it.
And we should be calling it state prerogatives. But the key thing there that I realized was this. Really, what we're talking about is, if you went by what the founding fathers actually did, and a lot of people hold them up a lot more highly than they should have been.
I agree.
They made some mistakes. But if you actually look at it, if you combine the contract clause with the full faith and credit clause, the contract clause really means there shouldn't be any of these licenses. There shouldn't be any of these things, because a lot of conservatives would say, well, you wouldn't get state differentiation if you had to recognize all the contracts. Well, the point is that if you had to recognize all the regulations, if one state had regulations for licensing manicurists, and they were very easy to, it was very easy to get a manicure license, and another state had very stringent rules,
mm-hmm.
but that state had to recognize it, they say, mm-hmm. these states' rights people say, well, that would homogenize everything. That's the point. Do you understand? The founders never imagined the states would be doing these things in the first place. They wrote the contract clause. And the contract clause prohibits those types of things. So, for example, these insurance regulations, the Republicans had a proposal that would have allowed people to shop outside their state, to get insurance from outside their state, because the states have been imposing these pre-existing condition clauses. So, like New Hampshire, that's what they did. Rates went up 200%.
Mm.
And it was done by Jean Shaheen, who was a state senator at the time. She pushed this. So rates go way up because the insurance companies now have to do what the state says. You can't look at somebody's pre-existing conditions. So what happens? People wait till they get sick, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we could have gone outside the state to buy insurance from another state that didn't have those regulations, that would have been great. So the Republicans in Congress actually proposed this. The Democrats opposed it. So what it shows you is the state regulations that are driving up health insurance costs,
mm-hmm.
for people like me, where they say you have to cover people with pre-existing conditions, those things are totally, totally non-functional under the proper Constitution. And if they would only recognize these things, that would be great. So instead of going that way, what do the Democrats and many of the Republicans want to do? They want to nationalize things. So anyway, that's just my two cents worth on it. If they operated by the Constitution, these state regulations that have been driving up costs would be eliminated.
Oh, you're such a dreamer.
Yeah, I know.
But it's certainly not going to be when, I can tell you that. There's never going to be a when they start operating by the Constitution. And I was, when you said it was a private contract, and I said it, or it was, you were talking about how the federal government should be not interfering in private contracts.
Yeah.
Those are corporations, and so essentially they're contracted with the state. Those are basically creations of the state. Any company that is incorporated, which is pretty much all of them,
mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live is not, but any company that's incorporated is tied in with the state inherently. They asked permission in order to do business in that particular fashion in return for a service of protection, in return for protection for their key officers behind the corporation. They aren't personally liable for what the corporation does, but in return for that protection, they've got to be the state's bitch. So basically, it's not really a private contract from that aspect. So you could argue that they are honoring that particular part of the contract.
Good point, man.
If you can agree that the state can create corporations and do all those things. Mm-hmm. That's just a roundabout way of explaining it. We know they don't obey their own rules.
You know, bringing this stuff up, but I know it sounds like probably, you know, an electrical engineer talking about the latest radio that he built, you know, like a guy from Bose. But these are the rules
these guys
are supposed to go by.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting to point out that they're breaking their own rules,
yeah.
And it's interesting to point that out for people that haven't maybe been paying attention to that. Maybe people that are kind of brand new, they've always known that something was wrong with the world. They weren't exactly sure what. They knew that government was lying to them, but now they can have more explicit examples as to exactly how. I think it's worthwhile. Mm-hmm. I want to point something out. The whole idea, and I just expound upon a thought that I left the last segment with, and that is that if they do what you're suggesting, and they come out with a new bill that just does the regulation of the existing insurance companies to the point where they have to take people with pre-existing conditions, if that's all that's on the table in a few weeks, and they go ahead and they pass that, or during the time when they're looking at passing that, any opponents to that legislation will be painted as anti-sick people.
Yeah,
see, now they can kind of get away with being anti-government health care, but if they take that off the table, then it's just, well, now you were anti-government health care before, so we took that off the table. Now you're anti-sick people. Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, why the Republicans are going to vote for it, because otherwise they'll look bad. It'll be hard for them to address that issue. And of course it's going to be hard for them to address that issue, because the current system sucks, and that's what they really are defending. They're defending the status quo. Those Republicans aren't out there saying, we need to get the government out of health care.
No. Nope.
They're just saying, okay, we've had enough government, let's not have more. So if that's their position, they are going to be looking really bad when they're defending the status quo in the face of the sick people, and so that's why that's going to go through. But the point is, I'm not anti-sick people. I think sick people should have the best health care that's available out there at the cheapest price, and maybe even free if it's necessary. But I think the best way to accomplish that for sick people and poor people is to allow the marketplace to work in a truly free market environment and not have the government involved in regulating and telling people what to do at all. But no one's going to be talking about that coming up during this next debate. Whatever comes forth out of all of this, that will not be the position that the opposition is taking. Watch for it. And then people will melt away. The opposition will melt away because no one will want to be seen as being anti-sick people.
That's precisely how it'll work.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then the dominoes will fall just as you predicted. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. So I'm pretty sure we've exhausted the healthcare topic. I don't know if you guys have more comments on that. Otherwise, we'll move on.
I'd just like to repeat that I detest and loathe Gene Shaheen. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You take
all you
control.
Have to know is no gardener to know that's true.
Oh, yeah. You take control. Bring up anything. Let's go here to Florida, where there's a really disturbing story, an unusually disturbing story about a corrupt cop doing something that you don't normally hear about corrupt cops doing. I mean, normally when you get a corrupt cop story, it's drugs. That's usually the issue. Maybe prostitution. There was a prostitution story where a cop and his wife got busted just this week for running a prostitution. I think it was this week. It's on the Free Talk Live version 2 test site at prep.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you can see our beta site.
It will
possibly be the new site. So go in there and check it out and see what you think.
Please do that. But that's where I saw this story about a cop being busted and for prostitution, and they basically threw the case out because they couldn't get any witnesses to testify. I don't know why that is. Maybe they were threatened. Hmm. Who knows? But so for whatever reason, the cop and the wife that was running the prostitution ring are facing no charges at this point. And, you know, waving goodbye. He probably doesn't get to work as a cop anymore, but he certainly doesn't get the same punishment that you or I would get if we were running a prostitution ring. So drugs, prostitution, the usual beating people cases, graft, stealing, you know, that kind of stuff goes on, stealing from the evidence locker.
What are some of the other ones? Those are pretty much the big ones, right? Those are the ones that we get the most. Sometimes you'll get a sex story, right? Sometimes you'll get, like, a cop forces girl to give him fellatio in the back of the police car.
In order to get out of a ticket. And you've got to wonder how many times that happens. It happens a lot.
Because it happens more often than they get caught at, right? So if they get caught so often, you can multiply that times X. And we don't know what X is, but we know that it happens more often than people get caught for. So this is in the sex category, but it's a completely different area from what we normally have heard. Normally, it's the girl in the car thing. She's pulled over. She gets out of the ticket. That's usually the story. Well, this one is from Fort Lauderdale, and it's the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Prosecutors and public defenders are reviewing at least 15 pending criminal cases, an attempted murder case among them, that may depend on the testimony of accused Broward Sheriff's Deputy Jonathan Blyweiss. Broward Public Defender Howard Finkelstein said Wednesday that his staffers are looking at recently closed cases. He says they have been getting unconfirmed reports that the deputy might have been physically abusing homeless people. Blyweiss's attorney says those reports are false. He's an open target now, especially as a law enforcement officer and as an openly gay deputy. Where were all these people before? You have to be suspicious of their motivations and biases. You have a good, tough officer, and naturally people are not going to like him. Well, why don't they like him? Blyweiss, who's 29, is accused of intimidating at least 8 illegal immigrants that he picked up on traffic stops, including a teen, into performing sexual acts while he was on duty in Oakland Park. This man's facing 14 criminal charges over this. Broward Sheriff's Office officials said they are considering more charges against Blyweiss. Investigators ask that other people come forward if they have information about him. Spokesman for the state attorney's office, or the Broward State Attorney's Office, said prosecutors are also reviewing cases that call for Blyweiss's testimony. They'll be evaluated on a case-by-case basis to determine if the state can, in good faith, proceed with prosecuting any of those cases without the deputy's testimony, because this guy is not reliable at this point.
Sure.
I mean, if it's true, what he's done
may or may not be reliable. I mean, right. Who knows? He's sullied.
So the story here is that this guy has been picking up male illegal immigrants, so-called illegal immigrants.
Yes.
Now, I don't believe that you can be an illegal person, but nonetheless, and is demanding sex of them. So he doesn't turn them in, basically.
Well, you know the key in that story, Ian, the key right there is they're illegal, so you can do anything you want.
Exactly.
There you go. Thank you. We've wrapped it up. I'm glad we figured that one out.
Yeah, you really can. And that's,
there you go.
This is how they are employed at such low wages. They don't get into the marketplace and compete in the
they
same
have
manner.
No protection.
But
Mark, they're bad guys, you see. I've heard from some talk show hosts, they say, look, they've entered this country, they're already willing to break the law. So
everybody
they're bad
in
guys.
This country has broken the law.
No, I'm sorry. Those talk show hosts have not broken the law. I know. They're good people. I've heard the angels sing. So these
there
guys
are too
bad
many
guys.
Laws in this country. Nobody could possibly know if they've broken them.
Whatever happens to these people, they asked for it. Okay?
The 7-year veteran deputy is jailed without bail and in protective custody. His attorney said Wednesday he plans to seek a new bail hearing.
By the way, being a cop in jail has really, especially on a state charge, has really, really got to suck.
The case against Blyweiss will depend heavily on the cooperation of those who've accused him, and that might prove difficult to obtain. South Florida immigration attorneys say illegal immigrants who are the victims of criminal cases might be wary of testifying in court for various reasons, including concern they'll be arrested or deported. So this guy may be able to get away, and maybe he's completely innocent. He may be able to get away with this if they can't actually get the immigrants to testify because they're too scared of what might happen to them if they go into the hands of the authorities.
Seems likely to me.
And they were talking about, you know, offering them deals, for instance, maybe persuading them to testify by giving them visas under a law that protects crime victims. Such visas are available to those who provide court testimony and meet other requirements.
Well, so, great. Now they're incentivizing people to testify against this guy. I mean, what would you do for a visa?
Yeah, that's a good point,
What do you
too.
Think people would do in a foreign country for a visa?
That's a great point.
I mean, you know, go to Guatemala and say, hey, is all you have to do is testify against this cop in Miami, I'll give you a visa.
Right,
I mean,
right,
you'll have people
right
out the, you know, a truckload of them inside of a couple of hours.
Absolutely.
So who knows? Maybe this guy really is being targeted. Maybe he didn't do any of these things. But on the other hand, if the allegations are true, boy, what a scummy thing to do.
Wow.
To use your position of power over people who have come here to make a better life for themselves and use your position of power to grant yourself sexual favors from them is pretty sick.
All of it's messed up. Basically, this all springs from our laws on preventing free people from moving across free borders freely.
And well, if it wasn't this, he'd be getting, potheads, male potheads, and giving them deals. So
it's
prohibition. It's prohibition laws in general that are creating prohibition.
And generally speaking, you look at what happens in Washington, D.C., and this is such a viscerally impactful story, but you think about what the politicians do. They're shaking down businesses all the time with just the same sort of thing, and it might not be physical sexual gratification that these are getting, these politicians are getting, but they've got positions of authority over virtually everybody in the country. They can regulate their businesses out of business. They can do something to help their business. They can impose a tariff against some foreign product like foreign yogurt or brassieres. So, hey, if you scratch my back or you want to do something below the belt for me, monetarily speaking, go ahead. We're all on top of it. So it is government all the way through, huh?
It's a great observation. This is just another microcosmic example happens on a mass scale.
Yeah,
you've heard about the politicians being accused of having sex with lobbyists. I believe that came up in the McCain
run. Yeah.
I mean, really? Hot. Yeah, that's just a rumor. Yeah, hot women.
Ugly politicians.
Right. With power. As a politician, as a lobbyist, if you were very successful in getting your politicians to do what the lobbying firm wanted them to do, perhaps you would be compensated even better than the less successful. Mm-hmm. Just seems to me that there's a very good chance that politicians would say to the lobbyist gal who might be attractive, hey, a little bit of action and da da da.
Oh, sure, happens all the time. And it's funny, you think about the pimps with prostitutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about the way the government is truly corrupt, and prostitution in many cases is not corrupt on an ethical level, because many of these times the women are in charge and they handle their own lives. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got a pimp who's abusive, a woman's in a bad situation, you can say, ethically this is a little bit ambiguous, it's not the best situation, guy with power over a woman, but hey, you make your own bed sometimes, you lie in it, you got to deal with it, that's their own situation.
Most pimps are really just drug dealers.
Well, there you go. Drug dealers, and you have the whole drug war. But what fascinates me is you can look at these congressmen and politicians and police officers. They're like the pimps. And they say, hey, I've got the control over the situation, and you in the bad situation, you're going to do what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number three is on the way. And since we're on the cop topic, it's one of those nights. There's more coming up here. We'll tell you about bait cars. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.